This is Radio Frontier Channel for Tuesday, April 12th, 2005. Thank you for tuning in to Radio Frontier Channel, where we explore the frontiers of science and technology, from outer space to cyberspace and destinations in between. The theme music was composed and performed by Greg Martinez, and I'm your host, Richard Leese. In this fifth episode of Radio Frontier Channel, I'll tell you about human life extension, starting with new drugs coming out very soon. Will these drugs really extend our lives? Some people are excited, but others want to ban life extension research and treatments. I'll discuss the ethics involved. Finally, you may never have heard of it, but there is one diet that has been shown to result in longer life in many different animal species. Human trials began recently, but there are some people who have been on the diet for years. I'll tell you about them and the pros and cons of calorie restriction. So, do you want to live forever? Let me know after the show. You can leave a voicemail message by calling the Radio Frontier Channel hotline at 206-202-3311. You can also send me email. The address is frontierchannel@frontierchannel.tv. I want to thank everybody who's been listening to the show the past few weeks. My interview with geologist Jay Quaid has become the most downloaded episode yet, but that's just the beginning. There's plenty more interviews and news coming. If you have any ideas about topics for future shows, please let me know. There are several theories for aging, and one of them is oxidation stress. This is damage to cells that accumulate over time, leading to the symptoms of aging, all caused by oxygen running rampant throughout our bodies in a process called oxidation. Antioxidants work to reverse this damage, but around 25 years old, this damage outpaces repair. Lifeline Therapeutics is offering a dietary supplement called Protodim that they claim helps the body produce its own higher level of antioxidants to reverse damage from oxidation. They claim that oxidation stress levels in older individuals were brought down to the level of a 20-year-old in human trials. They recommend that those 25 years old and older take this antioxidant enhancement drug. The new website for Protodim is www.protandim.com. The site lacks specific details but promises more information after they publish papers related to human trials. Another drug making news is called Acomplia, created by the French company Sanofi Adventis. This diet pill has been shown in human trials to help people lose weight and keep it off. The average weight loss of these subjects was 16 pounds, and most of them kept it off for about 2 years. There were some mild side effects like nausea and dizziness, but Sanofi Adventis is seeking FDA approval in the next few months for release of the product early next year. Experts hope that this drug will provide a good jump start to better overall eating habits and exercising. And you can find more information at the Drug Development Technology website, and I'll provide a link in the show notes. Now, all these drugs sound great, but how will they extend your life? If we look at the example of Acomplia, it is targeting one of the leading causes of death, which is obesity. Now, if we can successfully treat and prevent this cause of death, will we actually extend human lifespan and quality of life in the process? Acomplia results in weight loss, but there's strong evidence that it can also help in overcoming a variety of addictions, including smoking and alcohol. this new generation of drugs targets processes and disease development, resulting in unexpected and hopefully beneficial secondary results. So the idea is, if you take one of these drugs for just one specific indication, you might actually be extending your life because there are some hidden benefits to these drugs. Of course, these drugs have side effects, but another benefit of more recent drugs is that there's a better management of these side effects and other hidden consequences, mainly because methodology has changed over time and new drugs are less likely to cause serious harm. You may have heard a lot in the news about some drugs for pain that have caused unexpected problems and were pulled from shelves. However, one thing that's not normally pointed out in these stories is that our detection of such problems has gotten a lot better. So in the process of using drugs and releasing them to the public, we have learned how to quickly gather more information and pull them off the shelves if necessary. Now, one of the interesting hidden benefits of these drugs, as I mentioned, is the possibility that we're actually extending our lives. Now, there are people who claim they don't want to live forever, they don't want to live longer, but these same people, just like most everybody, still seek medical and pharmaceutical assistance when they feel pain and discomfort. What I find interesting about this situation is that these treatments or cures, while relieving their pain and discomfort, can also impart life extension. And are these people going to complain? It's an ethical situation that actually came up in a recent radio show called Ethically Speaking, and they describe a scenario. I'll quote directly from the show. Let's say that you go to the eye doctor. Instead of 20/20 vision, the doctor offers you glasses that make your eyes 20/10, much better than normal. Would you say, "Don't enhance my vision, please. I want no better than normal vision"? Well, it's not likely that people are going to respond this way. So if you're one of those people who wake up one day and realize that you're 120 years old, but you have no idea how are you going to react? If you feel great, are you just going to continue living? Or if you were really arguing that you didn't want to live that long, is it time for suicide? Are we entering an age where freedom to choose our own death is the new ethical dilemma? Perhaps a different response would be not to participate in the treatment in the first place. Don't take the drug for the pain. Don't participate in a medical procedure that relieves the discomfort but also helps you in other areas. Some people say it's an easy decision. They'd rather deal with the pain, live their normal lives, and then die. But others are saying that this is part of human freedom and part of progression, and this is the world in which we're heading. And a lot of these people are actually beginning to support the Methuselah Foundation, who has created a mouse prize for research into life extension, specifically into life extension for mice. These donations are going to two prizes. One is called the Longevity Prize, and that's for the oldest ever mouse, and the Rejuvenation Prize for age intervention therapies in older mice. As of today, the prize fund stands at $1,131,727. Prize money has already been awarded. Now, the amount of funding for this prize suggests that there are a lot of people who are interested in life extension, and all the ethical issues aside, this growing grassroots support may really help to support this research. Some have argued that this research for mice will not necessarily turn into anything useful for humans, but the long history of laboratory animal use suggests otherwise. Although there may not be a direct correlation between therapies created for mice and those for humans, this research can definitely help develop the required technology. Now, other people who are interested in extending their life have already taken the jump into a new technology called calorie restriction. This is a diet where they restrict their calories to around 1,300 calories a day. As a result, the body thinks it's starving and responds with protective mechanisms that actually benefit the body. Now, it may sound crazy at first, but it turns out this diet is the only one to have been scientifically proven to increase the lifespan of many different species of animals, including mammals, and recently there have even been positive results with early human trials. Because the body is going into a defensive stance, the protective mechanisms that it puts into use may impart longer life. There are problems with this particular diet. It's very hard to stick to, as you can imagine. There's a loss of body fat reserves, which can be dangerous in certain circumstances. Some unpleasant side effects are flatulence and bad breath, and the dieters tend to be easily chilled. Experts also worry that people with potential psychological problems may take the diet too far. However, many practitioners of the calorie restriction diet say that side effects can be treated, and researchers are looking into creating pills that duplicate the effects without actually dieting. Even if this research doesn't directly lead to calorie restriction type pills, it may help to illuminate the process of aging. Well, if you want more information about life extension, please be sure to check out the show notes for this episode on the Radio Frontier Channel website at radio.frontierchannel.tv. Look for the link to the episode 5 show notes. And please let me know what you think. Call the Radio Frontier Channel hotline at 206-202-3311 or email frontierchannel@frontierchannel.tv with your comments. Thanks again for listening, and please join me next time for more news and commentary from the frontier.